It was good. First time he's gotten more work in since I've been here, so it's good.
Do you think there'll be any challenges trying to develop a connection with him since you guys haven't played together this season?
Yeah, you know, most things take time for like that, but Randall's such a good route runner, and he's smooth and easy to read, so he's not a guy that I really anticipate any problems with, just because I've thrown to him before in the past, and he's a good route runner. So.
Do you expect to start Sunday?
I don't know. I'm going to prepare like it. I mean, my mindset as I'm starting. obviously we all hope that Aaron plays, but my mindset is that I'm starting just so I can prepare myself.
How did he look out there today? How did he look out there today?
Aaron?
Yeah.
Looked like Aaron. Good.
What's it like week in, week out, just preparing this way, not really knowing when he's coming back, if he is?
It's fine. I mean, you know, I felt like I've gotten my preparation. I've gotten my work into practice. Mentally, I felt really good the last 2 weeks. Preparation-wise, for me, it hadn't been a problem.
Aside from the obvious, the result, what was the difference between the first half and the second half on Sunday?
I don't know. I think it was probably more just we got in sync. We got in more of a rhythm. And, obviously the execution was different, but we got in a rhythm, and I felt like I was seeing the field better. I think, we just kind of cut it loose a little bit more.
Matt, after such an emotional game, is there any fear of a letdown? I know Mike had mentioned that he was preparing to make sure there wasn't going to be a letdown, but it's kind of human nature after something like that.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never, I feel like I've never really experienced that, coming off an emotional high than people been playing bad. I mean, we're all pros. We're all adults, and we know how to handle ourselves and how to – we've done this, we've played this game enough. We know kind of how to forget about the past and focus on the present.
Matt, can anything be said that you're taking intense reps for the last 3 weeks? I don't know what it was like in Oakland or Buffalo, but has that really helped you get to where you got to in that second half? I mean, I know it was just a walkthrough before Detroit, and that didn't go well.
Yeah.
2 full weeks.
Yeah.
Expecting more progression as we go now.
Yeah, for me personally, I feel like since I've been here, every week I've progressed, and the more reps, the more practice, the more time I get with the guys, the more comfortable I feel, and hopefully, that carries over into the games. Hopefully, I play a little bit better each week. Right now I feel really good about the offense.
Did you watch the Monday night game?
Yeah.
What did you think about just watching it, kind of as a fan? I guess
it was exciting. That was a pretty wild ending, but it definitely helps us, obviously. And I know we were all cheering for that ball to go in. So
you can never control anybody, what anybody else does anyway. But now you know that you control your own destiny.
Yeah.
Does that change anything in here?
Not really. I think we've, for the last couple of weeks, we've known we started our playoffs 2 weeks ago, basically. And we've all known that, but now we know 100% that we control our own destiny. But last week we knew we still needed a little help, but I bet it fires us up a little bit more hopefully inspires us to prepare a little bit harder.
What's the biggest difference between, as you call it, playoff mode the last couple of weeks as opposed to maybe regular season mode prior to that?
I mean, just the obvious, really. I mean, if you lose, you're pretty much done. So that's kind of the mindset we've been taking. And, when you get backed up in a corner like that, then you come out swinging. So it's what we have, and I've been proud to be a part of it.
What does it say about this team's character that you guys do so well under pressure in these must-win situations and returning from these deficits?
It says a lot about it. It says a lot about the kind of guys we have here. It says a lot about just the mentality of this program. Since I've been, when I was here as a rookie and my time I've always spent here, the thing that I've always noticed is we expect to win every week and don't accept it when we're losing or not doing well. So, for the team to, face the adversity that we have and to come back fighting has been a true testament to, the kind of character of this team.
What is it about this environment in the Packers that you seem to excel in? I mean, you've been around the league now, but this is the one place it seems like you feel most comfortable in.
I don't know. I wouldn't know how to answer that, really. Just feel comfortable in this offense, feel comfortable with these guys, and it works.
James Jones called you the new Matty Ice. Just just before.
Did he?
How's that sit?
All right. I don't know. I don't know. That's fine. But
I mean,
it's fine.
Is that how you said you're a gamer? Is that how you view yourself as a survivor, a gamer, a guy that will almost, you know, somehow find a way to win?
I guess. I mean, I'm a competitive guy. I'm a hard headed guy. So it's, I don't know. I mean, trust me. We'd like to not be in these close games. We'd like to put up a bunch of points and do all that. But there's so much talent here. We're such a good team, especially, you know, on the offensive side of the ball. There's so many talented guys that, you know, a lot of times they make my job easy out there. And you know, it's, you know, I don't know. I've just always been one that keeps on fighting, whether it's stupidity or stubbornness or whatever it is.